You've worked hard for your money, but do you know how to make it work hard for you? You need a team with experience, vigilance, and a strategy to help you live the retirement you deserve. Find your financial safe haven with Haven Financial Group today. You're listening to the new and improved Haven Financial Group radio show, where we bring you comprehensive weekly financial wisdom from the professionals. It's all about helping you solve retirement problems so you can make your nest egg last. You're tuned to the Haven Financial Group radio show with your host, Larry Colvig and Kim Carrigan, your guides to weekly retirement confidence. If you're interested in protecting and growing what you have, let us be your financial safe haven. The phone lines are always open at 612-504-8400. Now, get your financial questions ready because the Haven Financial Group radio show starts now.
Good morning and welcome to the Haven Financial Group radio show. I'm Larry Colvig, founder and CEO of the Haven Financial Group. Thanks for listening this morning. Feel free to give us a call at 612-504-8400 or visit us online at havenfinancialgroup.com. Kim, good to be with you. We have classes this past week and upcoming classes that I encourage listeners to come out. We're big into the education piece, and we got a lot to talk about today.
Yes, we do. Yeah, and we want to tell everybody about those classes. If you're interested in attending one of those classes, you can do so by going to havenfinancialgroup.com. They're listed there, the times and the locations. They are free and they're open to anyone, even if you're not a client of Haven Financial. But you do need to sign up because they certainly fill up quickly, right, Larry?
They really do. And obviously, people are looking for education. We're big into it. There's no catch. From these classes, people can come in and visit with us in any of these retirement topics. You know, we teach the truth about annuities class. We teach investment classes, Medicare Made Simple, Social Security and tax classes. All of these relative to retirement, the retirement puzzle pieces that you and I talk about each and every week and trying to make the best educated decisions that we possibly can.
You bet. Hey, today we've got a great show, like you mentioned. We're going to be talking about the important financial tips for retirees. Talk about education. This is a great educational session that we're going to have for the next hour. We're going to start with leftover 529. Here's what you can do with that. A lot of people sometimes have that. Structure your finances to weather market turbulence. Boy, we're seeing a lot of that, aren't we, here of late? So this is a segment that'll be very relevant for a lot of people. Insurance can play a role in a fixed income retirement. Glenn Ramey, who is an insurance expert, is going to join us for that segment. And finally, budget strategies to address inflation today. So great show. We want to start off, as we said here, talking a little bit about some of that leftover 529 money and what you might do with that. This is something that I think happens to a lot of people, and they're not sure how they can actually incorporate that into their budgets.
Well, yeah, 529 plans, leftover 529. I wished I knew what that was all about. But with, of course, four daughters that are in four different colleges, I don't have any leftovers. But for those that do, there's options. And for those wondering when I work, what colleges, I have a daughter at med school in North Carolina, a freshman at University of Kansas, one at Bethel College that'll graduate, and her identical twin at Mount Mercy, which will graduate this spring. So we know a lot about college and the Colvig household. Let's just put it that way. But if you have leftovers, there are options on the table that we should certainly entertain. Roll it over to maybe another family member that is eligible. That is certainly an option. Rolling it into a Roth IRA. Many people don't realize that you can do that. And starting last year, you can roll up to $35,000 into a Roth IRA. And just make sure beneficiaries are current on these. So there's certainly options that are on the table.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are very concerned that you got to spend every dime of that or you're not going to be able to access it. But as we're learning here, you know, that's not necessarily the truth. Let me just step back for just a second. Roll over to Roth IRA, $35,000. Has that gone up in the last couple of years?
Well, you weren't eligible to do it up until last year, but okay. It just went into law. Yeah, if you don't have the need for the 529, you can withdraw it for non-qualified expenses as well. Mm-hmm. Just know that there won't be the tax benefits that go with it. It'll be taxable income. Mm-hmm. So always talk through the tax implications, which, you know, at Haven Financial Group, we're very big into these discussions. Lance is our in-house CPA. Tax planning should be more relative in retirement than ever. And it's so often unnoticed, and people get surprised, or they got a big bill at the end of the year. And it's amazing to me how a lot of people are not having tax planning discussions.
Right.
And I can't stress it enough. And we don't charge extra for that. That's part of our ongoing conversations that we have. Lance would agree that throughout the year, it's tax planning, which leads to successful tax preparation. So In any of these conversations, it's important to know what are the tax ramifications, positive or negative, and address them head on.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you have leftover $529, that's what we're talking about. And certainly as you plan for what to do with those dollars, taxes would be something you'd want to keep in mind. Can those dollars be used? Let's say, one child ends up not using all of it. Can you use them for K through 12, maybe private schools, religious schools, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you can. Up to 10 grand annually can be used for that, for K through 12, religious schools, parochial schools, whatever that might look like. Or it can even cover apprenticeship costs if that's what you're looking to get into the trades. If it can repay student loans.
Okay.
There's a maximum of 10 grand on that. So looking at all the options, and make sure you understand there's different tax implications in different states. So just pay attention. Make sure you check out the different tax implications in various states. And of course, we're in Minnesota, which is a high tax state, but other states have other issues as well.
Absolutely. Are there deadlines on this?
There's really not deadlines, not like there is when it comes to taxes, but you just want to consider the implications. You know, things don't always go the way we think they're going to go. There's unexpected times. I always say life doesn't cooperate with our calendar. You know, life is not a textbook. So make sure you understand all the penalties that could go with this, the implications, and just having a plan. You know, you and I talk every single week. You know, a failure to plan is a plan to fail, not because people are trying to fail. They just don't maybe take things as seriously as they maybe should. They don't have a good partner that they can lean on. They don't know what questions to ask. Mm-hmm. And, you know, retirement can get fairly complicated. Our job description, I say, is to simplify the process and make sure people are comfortable to know that we're their partner that they can ask. It's just, we want to be available, and most people just are not getting the attention they deserve.
Larry, do you find, you know, a lot of people open their 529s when their children are born? Do you find that people continually stay on top of where those dollars are invested and how that, you know, all works throughout that, 18, 20 years?
No, I find that they don't. There's a lot of not paying attention, that they park it there with good intentions on, okay, I want this for the kids. I want it for the grandkids. And we have clients that put away for the grandkids into these 529s, but oftentimes they're not paying attention to what types of investments, you know, paying attention to the element of time. What's the time horizon? Is it 5 years? Is it 18 years? Is it 20 years? Because that should really play a part on when are these funds going to be needed and how they're invested.
Sure. Absolutely. My final question about this, how frequently do we see changes when it comes to 529 plans and the legislature? I mean, are they changing them constantly or are they pretty consistent over the last decade or so?
Well, there's change. I don't think there's any radical big changes, but regular, if you should consult with your advisor or whoever you're working with to make sure that you're up to date on these changes. But I wouldn't say there's big changes. But you should be aware of any minor changes. I haven't seen in the last 10 years, I can't think of anything that's been any major.
Except maybe that $35,000 to be able to roll over into a Roth IRA.
That was a big one. That is a big one.
The
more money you can get into a Roth, the better. Of course, I always say we like HSA health savings accounts actually even more than Roths. But, you know, any money you can get into HSAs or into Roths, the better you are in the future.
Would you say as a dad and as certainly an expert in this investment field, are 529s the way to go?
They are. I also like the use of Roth IRAs for kids as well. Mm-hmm. There's also UTMA accounts or UGMA accounts, and you just got to pay attention to the restrictions and the availability of the funds. How do you access it? But 529s are a great thing to do for saving. Again, we offer them through Charles Schwab and Fidelity Investments here at Haven Financial Group, which is who we partner with on our trading platforms, the team and I. So yeah, they're very effective. They can be very effective.
All right. Terrific. Well, hopefully some of the folks who are listening right now, this rings a bell with you. Maybe you're wondering about setting up a 529. Maybe you have a 529 and the children have decided to go in a different direction. You've got some left over. You're not sure what you're going to do with that. Give Haven Financial Group a call. It's 612-504-8400. 612-504-8400. And of course, while you're chatting with them there, set up an appointment, come in and talk a little bit more about more of the retirement issues that we talk about here. And we're going to speak about more today. Day, including structuring your finances to weather market turbulence. We have seen a lot of turbulence, of course, in this first couple of months of a new administration, which is not unusual. But you have to weather those storms. And so we're going to talk more about how you can do so in an effective way when we come back right here on the Haven Financial Group Radio Show.
Don't go too far. We're gathering more important insights and retirement wisdom. The Haven Financial Group Radio Show will be right back.
You've got questions?
We've got answers. You're tuned to the Haven Financial Group Radio Show with your hosts, Larry Kulvig and Kim Carrigan. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, listeners. My name is Larry Kulvig, founder and CEO of the Haven Financial Group. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Haven Financial Group Radio Show, where weekly we discuss, you know, crucial retirement and financial topics and how that can make the difference between surviving retirement and really thriving through it, Kim. You know we're big into education. Check out our classes. Anybody can attend. We provide all the materials and educated decisions, especially for retirement, because oftentimes it's uncharted territory. You worked all these years to get to where you're at, and there's never too early of a time to start planning for it, because before you know it, it's here.
You bet it is. That's for sure. Today we're talking about some of the things you might want to, you know, take into account as you prepare for your retirement. We're just talking about leftover $529. I want to talk about market volatility. You know, Larry, being in the market is not necessarily where you want a lot of retirees, or at least not all of their money. It's much different from when you're a younger, hardworking individual, you know, 35, 40, where you're willing to take that risk. And right now, these are times that are a little uncertain. So we're seeing that market volatility. So what is it that you're talking to your clients about when it comes to their investments that are still in the market, and what might protect them?
You know, here's the thing, Kim, you know, your retirement strategy is far more than just how much money do you have, you know, buying low, selling high, you know, short-term trading, long-term trading. It's way more than that. It's covering your assets and the expenses needed in retirement. And that's why we think it's so important to understand how much risk do you have in your portfolio. And we're all wired differently. Mm-hmm. It's not for us to say you have too much or too little. It's, are you positioned where you're comfortable, you know, based upon your needs? You know, so often people are unaware until something negative happens, and the market's very volatile right now. And we had a good feeling that it was going to be. There's no matter who's in, you know, I think the next 6 to 9 months, it doesn't matter. There's just so many irons in the fire and so many things to work out. So having an awareness, and so many people have way more risk than they think they do. And then the only way they get aware of it is, oh my goodness, my portfolio went down 25%.
Right.
Why did that happen? So stress test that portfolio. Make sure you're where you should be positioned from a risk standpoint, because timing is everything. And I'll never forget, I'm dating myself, in 1999 to 2001, there was a market correction, and didn't really make as much difference for us that we were so much younger. Mm-hmm. In 07 to 09, there was a market correction. So that one decade was called the lost decade, because there was two market corrections. For almost 14 years, the stock market was like perfect, and we got spoiled. And then all of a sudden, finally, 2022 came around. Oh my goodness, the market went down 25%. How did this happen? Well, I thought it would have happened a lot sooner. So sure. If this is the decade you're potentially retiring, how many market corrections are we going to have this decade? I have no idea, nor does anybody else. So what you can do is only protect your best interest.
Yeah. We don't know how many there are going to be, but there is a chance there will be market corrections. So let's talk it through. So let's say I come in and I sit down with you and I say, Larry, you know, we're going to retire in the next 5 years. We're trying to put together our portfolio, and I don't like a lot of risk. I want to sleep at night. What are we going to do?
Well, first of all, we're going to start the process like we always do at Haven. And that's, you get to know us, we get to know you. It's called the discovery process. And it's really probing a lot of retirement discussions, a lot of retirement questions, way before we even get into the investment or the money talks. It's your estate plan, it's your health care, it's your taxes. It's just all generic, really good thinking about all the different things that you may not have thought of. From there, we'll look at putting together a strategy. We'll stress test your portfolio, analyze how much risk, and that's done by, okay, there's all kinds of good software out there. We plug in all your stuff that you have, small, medium, or large, because if you have very little or a lot or anything in between, and then we'll see if there's any implementation process or strategies that we can execute. From there, if one chooses to say, you know what, I think Haven would be a really good partner, then we'll set up and implement these, continue to monitor, adjust, and do all the things that you would expect from a retirement firm. And when I say that, we're way more than just an investment company. We do all the different retirement topics that you and I talk about every single week. So it's not just, there's a lot of investment companies, but we're a full service, independent retirement advisory firm. Mm-hmm. And that was the goal. And you know, this is our 10-year anniversary, and we're extremely thankful to be to helped a lot of people in these last 10 years.
So I think that, you know, through interviewing individuals as they come in, you get a sense of their personalities. But what do you do when you have somebody who comes in, Larry, and who just can't stand the idea of being on the sidelines, you know, and you know what this volatility is about? What do you suggest? Where can they put their money and still feel like they're relatively safe, but they're still in the game?
Yeah, great question. We like to see a good balance. We like to see a good amount of liquidity, which most people do not have enough liquid dollars, savings, checking, money market CDs. For middle 60, 70-year-old couple, we like to see 50 to 100 grand liquid. Safe, accessible liquid. From there, we'll analyze how much risk do you have in your portfolio, whether it's a small portfolio or a really large one. Is it consistent with your core values, your comfort level? Or do you not sleep at night? Do you panic in these last couple of weeks when the market's been 600 up and 600 down and another 700 down? And, you know, these are some major pendulum swings. You know, the sequence of returns risk. You retire and all of a sudden for the market's down for the first 2 years of your retirement. Well, compared to if that was your last 2 years of retirement, that makes a huge, huge difference. You know, how much do you need? You know, the big questions we get on a weekly basis, Kim, is do I have enough money to retire,
right?
Or when am I going to run out of money? Is it when I'm 95 or 75? Kind of some important questions that we need to ask. And are you in this position that you're in because you want to be, or because nobody's explaining it to you or helping you? And that's the problem that I see.
Right.
People maybe get together once or twice a year with their guy or gal. They pay them more than they should be paying, and most people don't even know what they're paying, and I think people should. And it's just about awareness and understanding and transparency. I think it's just so important, and it should be expected today.
Sure, absolutely. In the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about insurance, but how much of someone's retirement money do you think should be in an insurance product, or do you believe in insurance products?
They're not for everybody, and I'll mm-hmm. preface it by saying we work with fixed index annuities and other insurance products like long-term care and insurance where it's appropriate. Now, does everybody need an insurance financial product? Absolutely not. And there are those out there that only do financial insurance products. It needs to be a good balance. So whoever you're working with shouldn't be pushing you. It should be the right fit. But what I see is so many people that we visit with have very little liquid and everything at risk in the market. Mm-hmm. Or they have a financial product which they have no idea what they purchased. And then 3 years into it, they go, oh my goodness, what do I have here? I haven't made any money. Right. The fees are taking up all the profits. And I teach a class, The Truth About Annuities. Nobody has to have an annuity, but it, can it be a part of an effective portfolio? Absolutely. In some cases, yes. And in some cases, no. If you have an annuity or a financial product that you don't understand, bring it on in and let's have a discussion about it. What you should have is an understanding of what you purchased and how much they're charging you for it.
Absolutely. All right. Let's give everybody the telephone number because, you know, if you're somebody out there who has an annuity and you don't know about your product, or if you're just trying to make some decisions based on the fact that you have a lot of your dollars in the market right now and it's making you a little bit nervous, keeping you up at night, the Haven Financial guys, these experts can sit down with you and they can talk you through this and work with you. 612-504-8400. 612-504-8400. And they do have a lot of educational classes. If you have questions about Social Security or maybe you have some questions about taxes, havenfinancialgroup.com. That's where you're going to learn more about some of those classes. All right. We talked about just briefly here, Larry, insurance products, but we want to have a more in-depth conversation about insurance products, how important they might be or not be to a retirement plan. So up next, Glenn Ramey, he's an expert on insurance there at Haven Financial Group. He's going to be joining us to chat a little bit more about that. This is the Haven Financial Group Radio Show.
Ready to find your financial safe haven? Your dream retirement is in reach. Don't go away. The Haven Financial Group Radio Show will be. Are you right worried back that your financial strategy might be missing something? Well, you're in the right place. Larry Colvig is back and ready to help you find your financial safe haven.
Good morning and welcome back to the Haven Financial Group Radio Show. I'm Larry Colvig, founder and CEO of the Haven Financial Group. Again, thanks for listening. We have Glenn Ramey on with this segment, talking about insurance, the need for or not the need for, what you should be looking at, maybe what you shouldn't be looking at. Great to have you, Glenn, and of course, Kim as well.
Absolutely. Great to see you, Glenn. We wanted to talk about insurance and the role that it plays when it comes to fixed income in retirement. First thing I guess I have to ask you is, what is that role? How important is it, or maybe not important, for someone who's on a fixed income in retirement?
Yeah, so I would say, depending on where they're at, it could be very important in protecting what that person or that family has worked very hard to accumulate into their retirement to make sure that there is nothing left at the end of that retirement to pass down to their heirs, right? So it's about how important it is to pass down anything to our heirs would determine how important that insurance should be for us.
Okay. So let's talk about some of the different kinds of insurance that we're talking about. And the first that comes to mind for me is long-term care insurance.
Yeah, the fun one no one wants to talk about.
Right.
I've shared these statistics before. I'll share them again today with you. I think these are statistics that people should know, right? That of us all, 70% of us, three-fourths of us, are expected to have some assistance needed prior to passing away. 50% of us will spend time in a nursing home. And that average stay in a nursing home is 3 years. And today, median cost in my own state has now got to $10,000 per month or $120,000 for a full year of care cost, right? Have we prepared or put that into the retirement budget to make sure that that's something we can afford when we could be expecting $360,000 or more in long-term care costs?
Mm. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that's certainly a lot of money for someone who is in retirement. And very possibly, I would kind of assume, has been in retirement for a while. So,
yeah.
You know, I would say on average, most of those people have been in retirement for a while. So how do you go about providing those dollars? Let's talk it through.
Yeah, so obviously self-funding is always an option. I can use my own money to pay for it. I hope you're prepared for the cost and plan for it. I know that some individuals are going to look to their family members to be caregivers. I always kid around. I hope they've talked to those family members about that and they're aware of that. And if we don't like those two options, there's always the state paying for us when we run out of money, right? And if we don't like that option, then we got to prepare. We got to plan for this. And we're going to do that through insurance options. And those insurance options could be defined as traditional long-term care insurance, something that most people would be familiar with. And one of the few options in long-term care planning that provide asset protection against Medicaid to make sure that there is something left for your family, even if your resources were to be depleted trying to pay for care. For those that are saved a little better for retirement, there's options like life insurance policies that can have riders connected to long-term care, hybrids that combine traditional life insurance and long-term care policies together into one product, or even long-term care annuities or asset-based long-term care that can reposition your savings without sacrificing it to be leveraged against those long-term care bills that are needed.
When I think of long-term care insurance, immediately I think of very large bills. Is that true?
Well, it depends, right? It depends on how much of that care you're trying to fund. We'd like to say you could fully fund care if you want to through insurance. And yes, you're probably going to pay a significant amount of premium to have something like that in place. But the reality is most of us don't need to fully fund that care to still have the benefit of having insurance in place. Either bridging the gap of what we have in expendable income to what we need to cover the cost of long-term care, or strategically set up to make sure that there's going to be preserved assets to pass down to our heirs upon our passing, even if our resources normally would not have been able to stay in the long-term care event. I've seen premiums as low as $50 a month for someone, and as high as $1,000 a month, depending on what someone's trying to do for themselves for care. So it's just about how much you want to protect. How much is your appetite for this planning and protection?
Clint Ramey is our guest. He is an insurance expert at Haven Financial Group. So Glenn, for our listeners who are just wondering a little bit further about long-term care insurance, what kind of thing does that cover? Can you get insurance that takes care of in-home care, or is that automatically for a nursing home? Or can you differentiate?
Yeah, very good question. And you can. And it is something you should actually be very attentive to, any type of insurance option you're using for long-term care, and understanding what bills it's going to pay for, as that's where a lot of confusion can happen at the time of using it and not feeling like it did what you wanted it to do for you, right? Most long-term care policies today, though, do cover an entire gambit of services, whether that be a home health aide, a nurse coming to your home to help you. That could be adult daycare. Someone helping you but has day jobs. They drop you off in the morning and they pick you up when they're done with work, and you're cared for at that adult daycare facility during that time. Insurance would help cover that cost. It could help cover the cost of an assisted living facility. So I don't need full-time care, but it's nice to have some on-call care when needed, right? Assisted living or full-time nursing home care cost. Most policies are going to cover all of those features for you, but the ones that you got to be careful about or see if they cover are homemaker services. Because being in your home isn't just about the person giving you medications or helping you lay down and stand up or in and out of the bathroom or the shower, right? It's who's going to make meals for you and do your dishes. Who's going to clean the house for you and do some light housekeeping for you, right? How is that going to be paid for? Because that's going to be an indirect cost you're going to incur when you can't do those activities on your own. I use an example of my wife's aunt when she was passing away on oxygen, right? She was at home receiving home care because she didn't want to be in a facility yet, but she could not sustain those activities. Doing laundry while on an oxygen tank was a chore for her, and having someone in there to help with those things was important, and making sure your insurance might cover those costs for you would be an important feature to pay attention to when doing long-term care insurance.
All of these things, it sounds a bit overwhelming, but all of these things that you can answer, Glenn, if people come in to visit, because it does feel very overwhelming as someone who's never had or needed long-term care. For sure.
Yeah, overwhelming, intimidated by cost, right? And not understanding the options. I can't count how many people will come in and have a conversation with me and have no idea of all the options that are available. And oftentimes we'll find one that fits what they would like to do for planning that doesn't have the drawbacks or downsides that have made them avoid planning in the first place.
Let's talk about
a takeaway from this segment, I would say, is if you're listening and you haven't had a conversation about long-term care, or maybe you're listening and 10 years ago you got scared away by a traditional long-term care and nobody could afford it in their right mind anyways, then come on in and visit with Glenn. Look at all the options that are out there. Asset-based long-term care. There's hybrids, different than the traditional long-term care. If you have some life insurance policies that you have not had reviewed in years, it'd be a good time to get a life insurance review. There's no cost for anything that I'm describing here. Or maybe you look at your legacy as important and life insurance retirement plans, LIRPs, very popular these days. And if that's for a foreign term to you, maybe maybe it's good that you come in and visit about these things. So
sure.
People get scared from insurance, and maybe we like to dislike big insurance companies for whatever reason, but they are the companies that can give you some guarantees, and they're the only companies. So Explore all your options at Haven. And with Glenn and Isabella that do that at our office, we have all the options. We're just going to lay them out for you.
Sure. Well, let me just ask Glenn, you know, one more series of questions here regarding life insurance. I think in the old days, you know, life insurance was either term or, you know, you just bought your life insurance and you died and it paid out and that was that. Life insurance has changed quite a bit and there are a lot of other options now, correct?
Absolutely. Not only do you have term insurance, rent it for those working years to cover those liabilities when your kids are young and you have income to replace if you passed away prematurely and debts that you want to do, but also reasons that we have life insurance into retirement, whether that be part of legacy planning and gifting upon our death, whether that be part of income planning when that first Social Security check goes away and one of us is on our own with only one of those checks to deal with. Or again, as Larry just mentioned, part of a long-term care plan. But I also want to point out something that Larry brought up a moment ago, which is that life insurance review. So speaking to anyone out there that has already bought life insurance, that has a permanent type of whole life or universal life insurance policy, and the importance of those policies being reviewed periodically to make sure that they're funded properly and they're sustaining themselves. And there's not a trap door in the future that's going to have us find out at 82 that our insurance policy is lapsing on us because we didn't pay attention to what was happening inside of it.
Sure. Is it difficult for people who are in retirement to get life insurance?
Not necessarily. I mean, life insurance obviously is a health underwritten product, right? So our health is definitely a factor. But at the same time, mortality tables have been changing over time, right? We live longer than we did 20 or 30 years ago. And that factor has reduced the cost of insurance. So I've had plenty of scenarios where in a review, I found an unsustainable life insurance policy for someone, isn't gone yet, but is definitely on that path. And they've been able to redo that policy without really changing how much they're paying per month for their insurance or how much death benefit they have for that dollar they're spending. And in some rare, great circumstances, we've even been able to improve upon those policies, giving more death benefit for the dollar that they're spending or giving them the same insurance with a lower cost and more security.
Glenn, most important thing that people should take away from this conversation?
Reviewing your insurance that exists and having a conversation. Again, I'd say the latter part, having that conversation, making sure that these things have been discussed, that they're either going to work within your plan or not, but that you've had a conversation about them. Mm-hmm. And they're not topics you're avoiding because we don't like the potential outcome of the conversation.
Absolutely. Glenn Ramey, thank you so much. The number is 612-504-8400. That's how you get hold of the folks there at Haven Financial Group, or you can go to havenfinancialgroup.com. All right. Coming up next, we're going to look at budget strategies to address inflation that exists today. This is the Haven Financial Group Radio Show.
Don't go too far. We're gathering more important insights and retirement wisdom. The Haven Financial Group Radio Show will be right back. You got questions? We've got answers. You're tuned to the Haven Financial Group Radio Show with your host, Larry Colvig and Kim Carrigan. Now, back to the show.
Good morning and welcome back to the Haven Financial Group Radio Show. I'm Larry Colvig, founder and CEO of the Haven Financial Group, where every week we talk about retirement, the ups and the downs, the changes, the good, the bad, the indifferent, the markets, and everything else, Kim, right? Every single week we talk about it.
That we do, and there seems to be a lot to talk about right now. One of those issues, and this is a subject we've been talking about for a long time, and that's inflation. You know, it affects all Americans, it affects all aspects of their budgets and their economies. What I want to ask you is, you know, what is the ultimate impact of inflation on a retiree?
Well, the power of the dollar, obviously, it's not what it used to be. And we've been talking about inflation now, it seems like for several years now, and it has been several years, but it affects, you know, the financial markets, the banking institutions, you know, your mortgage rates, your credit card rates. It affects everything. And, you know, Americans are feeling it. I mean, housing, transportation, and food categories are expensive. And they really, really are. And it's creating a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of human anxiety, lack of savings, unable to save what people want to. And one that I see is really tragic is mounting credit card debt and these 20 to 30% interest rates that people are digging a hole and they can't get out of the hole. And if that's you, let's figure this out. Let's have a discussion. And sometimes people just need somebody to lean on to hear somebody say, you know what, this is probably what you need to do because it's not working. So again, I find that as it's very tragic.
Well, inflation is going to happen. I mean, this is the way of, you know, American life. But how can you as a retiree protect the best you possibly can against, you know, inflation in those golden years? What are some of the key strategies that you guys use to protect those portfolios?
Well, the easy answer to that is make more money, earn more money, have a higher income. Well, that doesn't always easy to come by. It comes down to the word that nobody wants to talk about, budget. Oh, my goodness, Larry, budget. Yes, not just for young people, but also those when we talk with those planning for retirement or retirement. You know, most retirees are on a fixed income. So where's the income going to come from? Monitor those expenses. And there's a variety of different ways and that you can do the budgeting. And I know a lot of people that have attended, which we've taught, Financial Peace University by Dave Ramsey. Some listeners might be familiar with that. Whoever you want to listen to, develop whatever works for you, because budgeting is really a discipline. It really is a discipline. You know, there's the envelope method, which I've seen very, very effective for a lot of people, representing your monthly expenses. The envelope method, the 50-30-20 rule, the needs, wants, and savings categories. You know, we're in the state of technology. There's all kinds of budgeting apps out there. I'm not a techie, but I know there's effective apps. If that's what works for you, fantastic, go for it. But whatever your discipline is, creating a budget, maybe there's things you can hone out and get rid of that you're not even aware you're doing. Maybe it's the Starbucks that's, tearing into your budget every single month. Living within your means and just figuring it all out. And it starts with having somebody that actually can have you accountable. Mm-hmm. You know, when we sit down with folks, we really look at the expenses. We really look at helping budgeting and income. And for a lot of times when we ask people, well, what's your monthly expenses? They'll throw a number out. And then the next meeting, they'll come back and say, you know what? Our expenses were 30 to 50% higher than what we said last time. We just had no idea, but we put pen to paper and wow, we're spending a lot more than we think we are. So it's important to get a grasp of what you're doing and what you're spending on.
Sure. Are there things that you can do and places that you can put your money to guard against inflation when these times hit?
Well, you know, there's different types of investments and that's what we want, diversification. There's treasury inflation, protected securities. You know, inflation, when it hits, they're always trying to sell more gold, physical gold, always been a hedge against inflation. And you know what? Looking at all these different things are great to look at. They're not going to fit everybody's budget or fit into their plan, but it's important to have a plan. You know, here I was thinking about this, you know, a list of things that people mess up as they look at retirement, you know, the failure to have a plan. You know, procrastinating over retirement planning and, you know, procrastination is human nature. Retiring too early. Okay. That can be a real problem. You know, relying on Social Security. You know, I've said that I think a lot of Americans have become too reliant on Social Security or maybe even that pension. However, I did have Christine in this past week. She's at the University of Minnesota. She's taught for years. Wow. I mean, she had $12,000 a month income. She's well positioned. So that was more than comfortable. So avoiding some of these, not saving enough, not developing that discipline, underestimating living expenses, especially healthcare, which we talked about with Glenn last segment.
Right.
Healthcare is a major expense in retirement, and oftentimes it's very much underestimated. When we build out plans for folks, we're factoring it in because oftentimes people go, wow, I didn't realize healthcare is going to be that expensive. So just getting a grasp, having a partner, talking through things, it gives you people a lot more confidence to know, okay, we've talked about this.
Right. Absolutely. You watch the markets and you watch the economy. Inflation. Are we going to get to the other side of this, Larry, anytime soon?
I think it's going to take time. I mean, we've seen this before. I mean, in the moment, it seems like we've never seen this before. But if you look back at history, we have seen it before. But in the moment, it just seems very different. So all you can do is have a good understanding of what you're doing and why you're doing it, making sure that you're talking through what the changes are, because there's always changes coming, making sure you're very well balanced. You know, you have all the pieces to the retirement puzzle, that you're not missing some of these pieces, and there should be coordination of these. You know, it's tax season. Right. I'm sure you're getting your taxes done, but do you have a good tax partner that you're talking things through?
Right.
If you're retiring this year, maybe it's time to have that healthcare talk, especially Medicare, especially 3 months prior to retirement, stress testing that portfolio that you really haven't paid attention to. And you know what? Nobody's really helping you. There's mm-hmm. no strategy. Mm-hmm. And can you answer this question? How much risk do I have in my portfolio right now? Mm-hmm. And if that's a big question mark, I think it's time for a discussion.
Absolutely. Let me just change gears just a bit, if I could, for a minute, because you just brought this up. This is tax season. Now, you guys have tax experts there who you like to say don't just prepare your taxes, but they plan for your taxes. It's probably too late for a lot of people if you haven't already started that for your 2024 tax returns. What are the steps they need to take if people are sitting back going, wow, I've got to do something this year?
You know what? No time better than the present. Lance Larson is our tax CPA in the office, and we have tax discussions all year long. He would attest that during the year, you know, beginning of the year now through April 15th is tax preparation time. And, you know, he helps people, tons of people with tax preparation. From that point on, it's tax planning time. I love to see people leave his office with a smile on his face, on their face, after a tax meeting. Yep, it's exactly.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that means so because there's a plan. Oh my goodness, I owe $5,000 every year. Oh my goodness, the same griping about. Well, why not fix the problem so you don't have that problem next time?
Right.
And we don't charge extra for the planning process. He does charge for tax prep. But he's a CPA and has been for years, and he's very fair. And I see a lot of people using these big box tax prep places, and that's fine, and paying way more than they should. I'm all about, you know, nothing's free, but what are you paying and what are you getting? Mm-hmm. What is the added value that you should expect from who's helping you in all of these retirement areas? That's where I know Haven Financial Group brings the value.
Absolutely. Any tax preparation or tax classes that might be coming up?
No tax classes at this time of the year. However, we do teach Social Security and tax and how taxes affect Social Security. But we're educating on taxes and all these other things all year long. Go to our website, look at all the classes. Feel free to come out. There's no cost. There's no strings attached. And at the end of the day, you know, we try to have as much fun with these retirement topics as possible, because let's face it, not everybody likes these topics. They're not fun and they're not exciting. But I tell you what, getting the information and getting the education will you'll create the confidence to know, hey, we're doing pretty good, rather than sitting there and go, we have no idea what we're doing or why we're doing it.
I know many times you have said, people have come in and said, oh, we're in bad shape. And you look at it and you say, no, you're not. No, you're not in bad shape. You're doing okay here, and we're going to make it even better.
Yeah, and we're not here to sugarcoat anything. We need to deliver the message, hey, you're in a good spot or you're not in a good spot. How do we get in a better spot?
Right.
There's no quotas to how many times we can get together in any of these areas. I've said it many times, retirement is more than a meeting once a year for an hour to discuss all the things that go into retirement. If that's what you want to put into it, then you're probably not going to get the results that you deserve that you want. And that's where we love to spend the time. Yes, spend the time to make people comfortable with the decisions that they're making.
612-504-8400. Come and spend some time with the folks at Haven Financial Group. You can also go to havenfinancialgroup.com. This has been very informative. Thanks very much, Larry.
Absolutely. Kim, always good to be with you. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Investment advisory service is offered through Guardian Wealth Strategies, LLC. Haven Financial Group and Guardian Wealth Strategies, LLC are not affiliated companies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Please consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. And comments regarding a safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams only refer to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.